Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Kieran. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Really chugging along. The old tugboat is certainly filled up and rocking away in the rollicking ocean of radio.
Where are we going with this?
If only I had the ability of a writer to come up with something clever and sharp. Can you tell us about a good writer and a book that they put out recently?
Well, one I've got today is called How to Be Famous by Catlin Moran, and it's a novel.
And it looks like a big cassette.
It does look like a big cassette, doesn't it?
It's pretty cool. I can't believe no one's done that before. It's really good.
So clever. Yeah. So have you guys heard
of... So convincing the way you said that.
I'm a believer. But she's best known for her book How to Be a Woman. And which was kind of a feminist kind of manifesto.
And this one's called How to Be Famous.
And this one's How to Be Famous. And
the quite, one before quite bossy,
this,
isn't she?
Yeah, she is. How to Build a Girl came before this. And this is kind of the sequel to that. And I really like this because it's a novel. It's a sequel to How to Build a Girl. And she's a really funny writer. She is so funny. It's just that really good British humour. She reminds me heaps of Adrian Mole. who was one of my first crushes.
Aww. Awkward.
Yeah. Explains a lot. Anyway.
Let's be honest, still a bit of a crush, eh?
No.
Look at you, the whole...
I'm a growing up now.
Yeah, same. Really growing up, yeah.
But I'm kind of shy.
Yeah. He's here right now. He's just outside waiting to talk to you. Look at you. do you need a moment?
I'm fine.
Okay, good, good. Push it on.
I have composure.
Yeah, okay.
So the one before this, How to Build a Girl, was compared to Adrian Mole if he had written The Bowger, which is kind of amazing, really. It just really describes it so perfectly. But she's a journalist, broadcaster and writer, and she stresses that these two novels are works of fiction, but they're very, very autobiographical. It's really undeniable. Catlin Moran was from a poor working class council estate in Wolverhampton, and when she was a teenager, she moved to London to kind of reinvent herself as a really cool music journalist. You know how, like, you know, you can do that when you move cities.
I wonder how many people have done that and succeeded. Like, there must be, it's like Hollywood, 7,000 people have gone
to
Hollywood.
I'm going to make it.
I'm going to make it as a music journalist in London. Maybe, probably not, but okay, good on you. Follow your dream.
Well, to her credit, you know, she came from a really poor family, but what she was really into was books. So she was super smart and really well read and just had the gift of a really good sense of humour and really, really sharp.
She did
wit.
Follow a dream, and look what happened. Boom.
Look what happened. So Moran actually did that. She moved to London, used her wit and her smarts to become really successful. And the character in this book is Joanna Morrigan. And she's a 19-year-old girl from a housing estate in Wolverhampton. And she reinvents herself as a music journalist, Dolly Wilde. She moves to London. It's all very Pippi Longstocking with whiskey.
Pippi Longstocking but with whiskey?
Yeah.
Is that like Dr. Doolittle, but with cocaine or something?
Yeah, pretty much. And this is set in the 90s, just as the upswell of Britpop gathered speed.
You hate Britpop, eh? It's the way you said that.
Yeah, I said it through gritted teeth.
Just with the...
I hate Britpop, actually, but... there's heaps of music references in here, though, and, you know, it's just such a good book for music nuts. I loved it. And one thing that
does it feel like it's sort of halfway through it, you sort of go, you have to question whether it is fiction or not?
Oh, totally, yeah, cool. Totally, yeah. Really authentic voice, too. Anyway, so she's working for this music magazine, and it's all very dude central, and she kind of realizes that it's quite a toxic male culture, and she actually goes to work for The Face, who we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
I seem to be having non-stop conversations about The Face with people.
Yeah, it just keeps really popping amazing. Up. Yeah. You know, so this is a really great novel. It's about music and ambition and confidence and just, you know, being a music lover and a music writer, and it's really funny, it's really fun. And I think she really taps into this great thing of being a writer. I don't think people realise how exhausting it can be, you know, when you're just starting out And there's that endless feeling you have of having to prove yourself and having to find new stories and new angles on stories, and that endless pitching while you're trying to prove your chops.
I'd love to try my hand at writing, but that's all those things. Just like, if I could get through that, I'd be, you know,
exhausting.
Yeah, it must be exhausting.
So she really taps into that, and I just love it. Yeah, really excellent British humour, I think. Really cynical and smart and witty. There's a musician in here, and she's got a sort of platonic friendship with him, but she's kind of in love with him.
No, that always happens.
And his career really takes off, and he becomes this sort of superstar. And she's got a new friend called Suzanne Banks, who's modelled on Courtney Love.
I can go either way.
There's a sex tape scandal, of Me Too scenario. It's just really fun. It's kind of a little bit borderline trashy, but really smart.
Can I just as an aside, when there seemed to be a flourish of people's sex tapes getting discovered accidentally, didn't they?
Mm.
And you would imagine in the modern times, with various devices and all, that there would be a lot more sex tapes out there. But yet the discovery of said sex tapes has not been as prolific as it was at a certain time, which makes me wonder whether said sex tapes were actually discovered or leaked on purpose.
Well, yeah.
Very popular. And maybe helped a few people's careers. Oh, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton. Yeah. Just saying. So yeah, back to the book, of course. It's called How to
Be Famous by Catlin Moran. It's a novel. And on the back...
On the back's a big mixtape. Yeah, we're going to play a song from that.
It's a big mixtape, but it's heaps of music I don't like, so...
So Sarah's chosen one?
Well, I think the best out of the bunch would be Julian Cope.
That's not true at all, but we'll play that.
Oh yes, you like Underworld.
Yeah, I don't. Thank you, Karen. This is World Shut Your Mouth by Julian Cope.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
19 minutes past 9.
Try harder again. She's flying in the face of fashion. That was Loose Reads.